This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are blessed to be gathered here together in this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. see your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Remaining now in your tube of protective white light, just focus now on your breathing, taking several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus with each breath on going a little bit deeper each time into relaxation. As you take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, any darkness. Just let that go out gently. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. And one more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. Know that your chakra centers are even more real than your actual physical body. For your chakras, your etheric body, came before your physical form. Your physical form was formed from your very chakra centers. So focus now on those chakras as you visualize them, or just simply think of them, and become aware of all of the 9 chakra centers now that have become activated or reactivated within each and every one of you. And the 9 chakras, starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, and see that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on each chakra moving up your spinal cord, focus on the intensity of the color. Raise the intensity of the color each time as you move up, so that as you move up now to your root chakra, see that as a beautiful ruby red, bright, bright ruby red color. And then to your sacral chakra, orange. To your solar plexus, yellow, yellow, bright as the sun. To your heart center, the midpoint between the 4 chakras below and the 4 chakras above. Deep blue-green. The high heart center, just above your heart center. Magenta. The chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The the middle of your forehead in the ancient third eye center, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And finally, the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you focus on all of the chakra centers in perfect alignment and their respective high intensity colors, know that you are raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, as well as your astral body and your physical form, and any higher mental bodies as well, all by simply doing this exercise. So feel, not only see now, but feel the vibration within your chakra centers. Feel it rising higher and higher. And simply with your will, your intention, you can continue to raise your vibration. And this is certainly one way that you can do this whenever you want. Other ways, of course, are being out in nature and putting your feet in water, touching flowers, hugging trees, whatever it might be that helps to raise your vibration. There are many tools such as crystals, which also will help in this process. But for now, know that you have indeed raised your vibration in these moments. And bring all of your chakra centers now together as one into the soul star chakra. Just simply merge them all together, all up into your soul star chakra, and that brilliant, brilliant white color, white light shining out as you, your conscious knowing self, now moves into that soul star chakra and into all of the chakra centers, all coming together as one, as your light body. In your light body, you in your light body now beginning to rise up. And of course, you can see and know and visualize your light body as a round sphere, or you can visualize it as you, your body, your physical form, but light, simply pure light as you move up. That choice is yours. But let yourself now, in your light body, move up away from your physical form. Feel yourself just moving away from your physical form up into the sky. And find yourself now over a beautiful, beautiful scene, a beautiful beach scene. As you look down and you see the beautiful white sands and the beautiful blue or turquoise waters and the waves coming in and out. And you find yourself now floating down till you touch the sand. And you feel in your light body now, you have sensation. You have your astral body with you, your emotional body, and your etheric body, your energy body, and you can feel the expression of life here in all ways, the smells of the salt air, the feeling of the sunlight, the touch of the sand on your feet, the sounds of the ocean waves and the seagulls flying overhead. Just let yourself become immersed in this scene. Feel it all around you. This is nature. now find yourself down by the water's edge. Slowly, gently put your feet in the water. Feel the coolness of the water. Become aware of the ebb and flow of the ocean waves as they come in and recede back out. They come in and they recede back out. And again, feel the sunlight and all of the sounds and the smells. And as you focus on the all of the sensations, know that you are connecting now to Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. You are connecting to her, becoming one with her. As you feel the consciousness of Gaia coming forth, through the water, through the sand, through the air all around you, the sunlight, all is one. Feel that oneness, be that oneness. Connect with her. And now become aware of waves of energy. Not just the physical scene, but the actual waves of energy. You can see them. You can see them with your fifth dimensional eyes now. You can see the waves. You can feel those waves of energy. You can feel them moving through your light body. And connect with those waves of energy. Know that it becomes stronger and stronger coming into the earth from that great central sun of the universe through all of the galactic suns, through your galactic sun, and through your solar system sun. Wave after wave of energy coming down, getting stronger and stronger. And you can feel those energy waves and see those energy waves. You can see them as many different colors coming into the planet, bathing the planet in light, in gamma light, higher vibrational frequency light, in consciousness. And now, visualize the scene. A scene that would be somewhat in the future as you focus on that future. Focus on those waves of energy coming into the planet, stronger and stronger. And people everywhere feeling those energy waves in one way or another, experiencing them in their own particular way. And their consciousness increasing, collective consciousness across the planet increasing, light spreading everywhere, spreading into any pockets of darkness that are left, and illuminating those dark pockets. And see the shadows. The shadows just disappearing, just dissolving in the light. For the shadows of darkness cannot continue in this higher vibration. It is not possible. So feel the aliveness in the letting go process as all the old programs are simply washed away, bathed away by the light. And you, each one of you, in your light bodies, are that light. Know that. You are expressing light everywhere. And the truth is coming forward. Know that. As you begin now to find your way back to your physical form, just let yourself gently come back, bringing your conscious knowing self in your light body back into your physical form, and merge yourself back in to your physical body. Just let your astral, etheric, and higher mental bodies just come back in, your light body surrounding your physical form. And feel the energy flow through your body as light filters in everywhere. Your body just exploding in light, your physical body now exploding in light. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. Just know that as you come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. And I come to be with you at this time after just being in various council sessions. And one of those sessions was with the Earth Council, as I am a Pleiadian ambassador or emissary. And what has been discussed and worked through is coming now into a culmination, a process that has been long developing, but coming now closer and closer to an ending or a new beginning, however you wish to look at it. But disclosure itself is not far off, as it is already beginning. It has begun some time ago as what you call a soft disclosure, but it is now becoming more and more prominent. And many, many more are coming forward and sharing what they know, and not having the fear of doing so any longer, because they know they are protected. They are protected by us. For it is time. It is time for those to come forward and share. Not the government. Is not ready for that yet, but for those that are working with the government, it is coming forward in that respect, and will continue to do so, because it is time. As you know, the timelines have shifted or have separated. And those that will move on through ascension are already on that timeline. And those that are on the other timeline although there are more than just two timelines, but the predominant two timelines. Those that are on the timeline, the old 3D timeline, they are moving in that direction, away from the light. For as you know, they cannot withstand the light. They cannot handle the truth coming forward. So they must recede into the darkness of their own beings. Just as you are moving forward in the light of your being. As always, my friends, my brothers and sisters, trust in the process. It is moving forward, even though at times it appears to be falling back. It appears that those negative issues are coming forward, coming to the front, and indeed they are. For there to be the dissolving of the veil of the third dimensional illusion, all must come crumbling down. And the new of the higher fourth expression and fifth dimensional expression must come forward from that crumbling. And you as the light, each and every one of you, spreading the light, spreading the truth wherever you can. This is your mission at this point. But as you know, many of you know, your mission will change as a result of the collective consciousness of man moving on. But again, trust in yourselves. Trust in yourselves to be who you came here to be, and to be those ones that carry that Christ consciousness, that carry the light of truth forward in all directions and from many different sources. And one of those sources is indeed full disclosure that is coming. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward each and every moment. And whenever you feel as you are falling back, just simply know that and write yourself back up and move on again and on again. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to entertain your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here from those of you on this call?
Hi, one who serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do, dear Thomas.
I just have a question of how we change our daily interactions with others from always talking about fear and survival to love and confidence.
My dear Thomas, you just do it. Just do it. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to analyze it. You don't even need to ask this question because you already know the answer. And that is just simply be. Be who you are in the moment. Be that light of truth when you know that it is needing to come through for you and to others. You will know. You will know when it is time to share what you know. And you will know when it is time to hold back from what you know. Just trust. Trust in the process. trust in yourselves, and everything will continue to be exactly as it needs to be for you and for everyone else that is working through this ascension process. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will add here, dear brother. May we add?
Always.
Dear brother, it is simple. When you have a conversation that is moving into a negative realm, just change the subject. Just redirect. Speak about something else and continue to do that. And then if that does not work, walk away. Namaste.
Very good.
I like that. Good idea. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
We spoke earlier, you probably heard it, in our conversation about an anomaly, for lack of a better term, in the Schumann residence earlier this week, actually last weekend, which lasted for a couple days, and then there was a blackout. Can you speak to the significance of that, or maybe the interpretation of what that actually represented? It was definitely a interesting geometric pattern that showed up that I don't think anybody has ever seen before.
Yes, the Earth was blasted by a very high energy, gamma light energy, that came into the planet and propelled the collective consciousness forward. And those that felt it in that moment were able to experience the connection to all of life at that point, even if they were not consciously aware of it. So there is a process that is ongoing, continuing here, as these energy waves continue to come into the Earth and, as we say, are more and more blasting the Earth now with light, high light energy and higher vibration and higher consciousness. That is what we would say. Shoshana, do you have...
We will share here. May we share, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, humanity is praying. Humanity is asking. Humanity is requesting, imploring that the realm change, that the vibration change. The collective, as James calls the collective consciousness, is reaching out to the universe, and the universe is responding in kind. These blasts, these lightning rods, these cosmic hugs are a result of humanity requesting this, that they live in a peaceful world, that evil is eradicated, and again, the universe is responding. Namaste.
Very good.
That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Would there be other questions here? No further questions?
Well, I guess I'll ask a question quickly. We were speaking earlier of implants, and some people felt maybe they're no longer around, and some people felt maybe they can be around if there's fear. Could you talk about implants, please?
What you have just said, if there is fear, then there is a possibility of this in terms of triggering those implants that have been there for quite some time, many, many, many lifetimes, as one said earlier, all the way back to the Atlantean times when these implants were first placed there. And they have been triggered at various points throughout your many lifetimes. But this particular lifetime that you are in now has become quite immune to those processes, those implant processes, and what they can do because of the whole idea of vibration. As vibration is low, then these implants can be triggered. And they are psychic implants, we will say here. Not so much physical as you would think physical, but more at a more unconscious level here. But again, without fear and with higher vibrational frequency raising everywhere, collective consciousness vibration raising, then the idea of these implants become less and less of an issue for any of you. So as you continue to raise your vibration, the reason why many of you have not even become concerned about this is because your vibrational frequency is raising. And as we have given many times, as your vibrational frequency continues to rise, the higher it becomes, the less difficulty you have with physical issues such as sickness, disease, accidents, any types of injuries. All of these things become less and less a concern. And that is what is occurring here at this point. Those of you, the star seeds, the light workers, mostly you do not have to be concerned about this at this point. Now, there are moments where you are pulled back, we will say, by various programming coming up within you and triggering a fear or an emotion of some type, a negative emotion of some type, which then lowers your vibration momentarily. And in those moments, there can be a reconnection to, if there is an implant there, reconnecting to that, or just simply having a, we will say, a portal opening up for those of the dark persuasion to be able to make their way into your consciousness here. That is what we will say. Shoshana, do you have something you add?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, the being that experiences this is being tested. It's being tested to flex their own spiritual muscle to overcome it, you see. And it is an advanced stage of overcoming. If you run into this, as we find that there are one or two of you that have experienced this recently, it is a test to allow dominion over your own vessel, to allow yourself the divine empowerment of knowing who you are. It is just, it is a higher level of testing, but it is just a test for those that are in the higher vibration that would not expect this. They are subjected to this so that they may learn dominion over themselves. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any further questions here? Nothing further? Then we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have any parting messages?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say, keep your eyes in the skies, because there are definitely those, we will say, shocking events that are coming in terms of more full disclosure as you continue to move forward here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.